Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. Sorry about yesterday. We're going to make up for it today.
Well, that's partially my fault. That's partially your fault because you went to practice.
It was an equal fail. Yeah, I went to practice and then had lunch with Zach and then didn't get home. I had to do the live at 2 and then you had a family thing and it just whatever. We got it fixed. So, and this one's going to be a good one because Ben – Dadgum it, Golish listened to the show on Monday.
That's exactly what happened.
Golish listened to the show on Monday, and we talked about how Auburn can't beat Alabama in anything. 0-6 this year.
Is it important?
Why don't kids get locked in? All the stuff. Go back and listen to Monday's show. You may even say I'm a hypocrite. I don't know. But yesterday at practice, this is the viral thing going around.
Yeah.
You had the Iron Bowl period, which is period 5. And they let us see it. And they're blaring Dixieland Delight because guess what? We're playing on the road. And guess what? They play that song. I think it's – is it to the start of the fourth quarter? Is that when they typically play it?
Yeah.
Something like that. And it was an intense period. And I don't know which direction to go as far as this conversation other than – get your thoughts on it, and then, you know, we'll kind of spin from there.
I want to lean into it, and I'm glad he did this, regardless of what I'm reading from my Alabama friends and my Alabama brethren that are doing the whole little brother / living rent-free, because I think it's super ironic that they're paying more attention to Auburn spring practice and stuff like that. They're not tweeting about their basketball team. They're not tweeting about their spring football. They're not tweeting about any of their stuff. All they are concerned with is Auburn. And I think that that is a thing because I think that there's a new, from what you've seen out of Golish and his staff and the intensity and what you've heard feedback-wise from the players, I think he's headed in a different direction, and I'm glad he's leaning into it because tongue-in-cheek, did he listen Monday? I doubt it, but it's fun to say because you and I discussed how this generation, the kids coming out of high school, the kids that have basically been watching football the last 10 years have not seen a ton of success of Auburn over Alabama.
Or just – the sheer amount of new guys, you know, and guys that are only going to be here for 1 year that have had maybe multiple stops or they've been at another school for an extended period of time. Like there's no connection. Like a lot of times there's no connection. Like there's no Auburn about it. It's just about, hey, I'm coming to play. There's a paycheck here. It's my last year, you know, whatever.
This is
a perfect way to force feed them with the importance of this particular game on March 31st.
It's refreshing because how many times have we heard it, Kyle? Stay within the family. Only the family understands what it means to take on Alabama every year. Golish is not part of, quote unquote, the family. He's an outsider that got hired. I love the fact that he's come in and recognized there's a couple of things he's pointed out. We're going to run the daggone ball, okay, because that's what he knows Auburn's known for in the past, and we're going to beat Alabama. And the fact that he is bringing those two things to the front of the table is pleasing a lot of people as far as – especially the – I told you, that 50-plus crowd, they're all about beating Alabama.
Oh, eating it up.
And they're loving it. And they're
the ones with the money, too.
And some of them are not on. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And let me tell you, when he goes and he does these speaking engagements to these alumni events and all that kind of stuff, and you got the guy that's out there that's 68 years old, that bleeds orange and blue, that cuts a check every year to every program, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between, and he says, we put in an Iron Bowl segment in our practice. And by golly, we're going to focus on the intensity and realizing when it gets to the end of the season, it's not time to have a letdown and it's time to put our best foot forward and go ahead and show the other side of the state what we plan on doing.
Do you think – is this the I couldn't get a really clear picture or report. Is this the first time they did it? Like, is there anything official out there that this was implemented this week or this was implemented on Tuesday? Have you seen anything like that?
No, that's just me inferring from what I've read, whether it be, I don't know if they have an Iron Bowl moment in the weight room. Like you just said, most times at the end of practice, media is not there. They may have done this before and we don't
well,
even.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I've learned kind of a vet trick. This is a vet media trick. So you go when it's almost over, like when practice is almost like our window is, you want to be as far on the other side as possible so that you got the longest time to walk around, you know, and you kind of get to accidentally see some of the next period. Anyway, I say all that to say, I've never heard that. I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Like this is three practices now. This is three practices we've been to. And so I've lingered after period four, or like, you know what I mean? Like I've laundered a little bit, loitered, not laundered.
You loitered.
I gotta be careful. I loitered a little bit after our viewing's over and I haven't heard this yet. So I feel like this is the first time they've done it. And it's funny how intentional it was. It's like, oh, media, we're going to let you guys have another viewing period. And it just so happens to be the Iron Bowl period. So in other words, they wanted this story. Like they wanted this story out there, which yes. I really like.
And they allowed the players to talk about it. I mean, you see the excerpts and the interviews and the stuff that's being shared, whether it be online, whether it be on the nightly news or whatever, when they, you know, they do a breakaway from, you know, Auburn spring practice, whether it be the 6 p.m. sports or six, you know, right around 6:30 or the 10 o'clock news. And I mean, they're discussing it and it's making its way around. Now it's being made fun of by the other side of the state. And
that, Matt. Yeah,
I've seen people in our neck of the woods here that they've either kind of been like, meh, or I've seen people that really love it. But I haven't seen anybody that hates it.
And I've seen more people that love it.
Yes.
Than I don't really pay attention too much to what they say.
Yeah.
I've seen more Auburn fans dig it.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest. I said on the last show on Monday that the rivalry in and of itself has kind of lost its luster to me. But I'm wondering if that was just self-talk because yeah. It kind of got me fired. Like when I find out that that's what we're doing, it kind of got me fired up. So like, it's still in there, you know what I mean? It's still in there somewhere.
I couldn't draw it out of you, but Golish can draw it out of you.
Golish got it out of me. Like yeah. I used to cringe a little bit when they would show images from inside of the old football facility, like the meeting room, team mm-hmm. meeting room, and it said in big letters, "Beat Bama" on the wall. And like my whole thing was like, I'm pretty sure Alabama doesn't have that.
No.
In theirs. Like maybe at one point in time they did, but like I'm pretty sure that's not the case. I'm like, well, I wish it would just say beat everyone. Like we play 12 games, you know, yeah. not just one. But I go back and what wins those games a lot of times? Like the team that's, you know, the what wins those games for Auburn a lot of times is intensity. Like Auburn can win those games without scoring offensive touchdowns. Like, you know what I mean? Like they find ways to win those games because it means so much. And I think this kind of like reignited that a little bit. And I love that they're doing it in spring. Like this is, think about it, man. I mean,
yeah, this is not something they're breaking in midway through the season of next year.
We're 8 months away from this game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're thinking about it for a whole calendar year, basically.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's a bad thing. Like, no. I guess you could say, oh, well, you may overlook Baylor or whatever. I don't think Golish is going to allow that. But it doesn't hurt anything to go ahead and make this. Hey, that's circled. We just got blanked by him.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that was. I guarantee you that was part of the conversation he had with the team. Here's what we're about to do. that ain't happening again.
Yeah.
We can't let them embarrass us like this. We're going to start right now. And what we're going to do during that period is we're going to beat the hell out of each other for 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to get prepared for it. And that's what they did. They did old school, basically Oklahoma drill, you know, for 5-6 minutes, just pounding each other.
Here's the thing that I get excited about. Every kid has had a rivalry. Every kid's played on a team that, you know, for us down in South Alabama, it was, and they ended up being a bigger school and still are, but, you know, it was strong. Like, granted, the rest of the season was great, but we love playing and beating strong. Whatever, you know, what didn't matter what it was in, baseball, football, basketball, but of course, football is what paid the bills in high school. I mean, that's where the big gates are. That's where all the concessions are sold. Bigger facility than the basketball facility. So, and those kids have all had these rivalries. And I understand some of them went to maybe a prep school. Maybe prep schools don't have a rivalry. But at some point in their life, there was a team that they faced that they couldn't stand.
Yes.
And it may not even been a team. It may have been an individual that they played like 7-on-7 in the summers with. And they were like, can't stand that guy. Can't wait to play him in the fall. And I'm glad Golish is bringing that back, bringing that hate back. I mean, you see it with, doesn't matter, even in professional sports, you've heard professional athletes going, well, what's so-and-so doing? Because if they're outworking me, I got to go and I got to do something better and more. And they still got other games to play and other teams to play against, even at the professional level. But everybody has that little extra gear that they put in when they play somebody. And I would venture to say, I mean, I think when I was in school, it was three teams. It was LSU, Alabama, and Georgia. I mean, those were the three teams that for some reason just seemed like everybody got up for, fans, players. Not that – and everybody – you know, because when you say they use that excuse, well, don't overlook Baylor. You think that they weren't working for LSU, Bama, and Georgia back in the 90s the whole time, but they still won other games and played other teams. But they're just some teams and some individual players or coaches that get under your skin that you want to get an edge over. So I'm totally okay with him calling it the Iron Bowl segment, the portion of practice, playing Dixieland Delight, playing Rammer Jammer to get them pissed off if that's what he wants to do. I'm totally fine with that. And any Auburn fan that's not fine with it, you do what it takes to get your team motivated. And if he can clue them in into how important this is for fans, even if they're here for a year or they're here for the next 2 years or if they're a freshman that's just coming in, I mean, there's a reason the Army has in their practice room, go Army, beat Navy.
I'll say this, they being, you know, the other side of the state, they may laugh and they may point fingers and stuff like that and use the whole little brother, all that stuff. But deep down, they know that's different. That's something Auburn's been missing for a while. And it's like, okay, I don't know that it's going to – again, I don't know that it'll equate to a win this year. I don't know. But it's stuff like this, building the foundation to bring back the – intensity, I guess, in that game is just something different.
Let me tell you this, Kyle. When you talk about they and that other side thinking that and saying, it's stupid, it doesn't matter. If, big picture, if Auburn beats Alabama this fall, those guys we were just talking about, that 60-plus crowd in the Red Elephant Club, I guarantee you they're going to go, see? Coach DeBoer, they've been taking it serious since spring. You apparently thought you could roll out the football and beat them, and that's not the case. So, honestly, Auburn has nothing to lose doing this practice period, calling it Iron Bowl. And if the team and the fans over across the state don't take it serious, they got everything to lose if Auburn were to beat them in Tuscaloosa, because those money donors will be going, well, they laid the law down back in spring.
We saw it March 31st.
Yeah. And apparently nobody over here took it serious, but apparently Auburn did.
Yeah,
and like that's where we are.
If you don't think that's gonna, if you don't think that would happen, if somehow Auburn goes in there and pulls off the upset, which I assume it'll be an upset at that point in time, I'm not super convinced on their quarterback situation. But yeah, so I'm a hypocrite, and I'm happy. I wouldn't say a
hypocrite. We broke it down where we said it depends on generationally, and I think that's what Alex Golish and his staff is doing to make this relevant to, one, the younger generation, but number two, Kyle, honestly, in my opinion, it's kind of genius because it's like you pointed out at the first of the pod, when you got guys coming in from South Florida that don't know anything about this, now all of a sudden they're being asked about it. And now all of a sudden they're going to be sitting there going, when they go to class on campus and people bring it up, they're going to be sitting there going, I guess this is kind of a big deal.
Like, it's like Pavlov's dogs, you know what I mean? Like, you train them to where, like, you ring the bell and then they start salivating. Yes. Hopefully, when they hear Dixieland Delight going into the fourth quarter, they're ready to go kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Train it right now. No, that's good stuff.
I've got zero issue with it, and I think it's – again, we may have a terrible year. I don't know. And it may take him a year or two to get going. But with Golish, some of the things he said, some things he's done – some of the intensity he's brought is something Auburn has not seen in quite a while. And I appreciate it, and I welcome the change, because the last two coaches we've had have not had that fire. And I don't know if that fire equates to wins down the road. But for right now, it's good to see people get excited again instead of going, oh, it's just another year. Here we go again.
Same we hear stuff. The same stuff every year.
We're not hearing the same stuff this year.
The same. Yeah.
And you fans that don't like it, that don't like what he's doing or don't like when he says stuff like this, and you're like, hey, he better watch it. He better watch how far he steps. You can't have it both ways, because like you just said, we've heard it's been the same stuff every year. Well, now they've changed it. Well, he's changing things up. I mean, you can't do both.
We're being little brother, all that kind of stuff.
So. Yeah. So I love it. I appreciate it. I like the I hope fans will welcome it in, because, listen, when he goes on his speaking tours over the summer and goes to these alumni events, he's going to be asked about it. So he might as well be able to have an answer ready to go, well, that's why we put in the Iron Bowl plan at the end. We're going to make sure at the end of the season, we're not winded, we're not tired, we're not ready to finish the year yet. We're ready to keep pushing forward.
I dig it. Anything else, Ben, from practice or anything like that? Yeah, they saw that you liked or?
No, it's funny because – I will say, on the personal standpoint of things, that intensity, like you said, the Oklahoma drills and the hitting and all that kind of stuff, man, I just don't want anybody getting injured.
Oh, I know. I'm worried. I was worried about some of those DBs, man, whenever Keyshawn Singleton got out there and started disappearing through their chests, like just walking through their chests. And Duke Smith, my God, could have thrown some targeting flags out there. But anyway, yeah, it was great. It was good stuff. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. Sorry about yesterday, but we back. So, War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.